to Ask the Podcast.
Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm plugging in that.
I do find it hilarious that when people find out you're using Blog Talk Radio for this, the old timers are like, "You're using Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah.
What's up with that?"
Well, and I'm going to hit record. On my recorder, I swear it's blinking because I pressed it last week and I went to at the end and it was not there. And I'm like, what's up with that?
Whatever you plugged in, I got that phone too close to a microphone sound. No, that's gone now.
It's the iPad.
Okay.
All right, let's get rid of that. Pull up the old. I am going to go to Boss Jock. I like Boss Jock a little better than this whole soundbite thing. Although I like their buttons better, it's just getting stuff on and off that is a hassle. All right, and let's see how loud that is.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Yay. All right, and I am that loud and you are here. Everybody,
am I still good? 1 2 1 2
you are
one.
Good. All right, so and we're already live on everything. All we got to do is hit the button and start gabbing, and our phone number is right there. Okay, good. All right. So we'll go live on the Googles. Going live.
We should talk about Howard Stern.
Yeah. Ask the Podcast Coach for March 21st, 2015.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Oh, it is Saturday morning. It's time to get your podcast questions answered live. If you're just tuning in, we are at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, and from the School of Podcasting.com. And joining me from theaverageguy.tv, the one, the only, Jim Cullison. Jim, how's it going, buddy?
Greetings, Dave. Happy Saturday morning to you. And happy, I don't have anything.
No, nothing. No pie day.
It's all gone. It's like maybe spring or.
Yeah, it is spring.
There was a big eclipse. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, yesterday.
I'm just glad everybody's here listening to us.
Every day. Yesterday was the last day of, or the first day of spring, which is always hilarious because, you know, it's not really. It's unless you're in, maybe on your side of the world, but here on the East Coast.
Beautiful here. And we got out this morning for a 9-mile run, so I got the Gatorade in full force, and I will be hydrating during the show.
That makes my brain hurt, thinking about running 9 miles now.
I'm not going to lie. It made my body hurt. It was a long run this morning.
So we're talking 3 hours, maybe?
Oh, no, hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. 9-minute miles. So, yeah, hour and a half. I started at 7 and was done by 8:30 or so, and then I raced home and got a quick shower and jumped on to be on Ask the Podcast Coach.
There you go. Well, hey, speaking of jumping on, if you want to jump on, it's super easy. We will talk about anything you want that's podcasting related. 347-850-8007. That number again, 347-850-8007. You know what I got to do this week that was great fun? I got to have lunch with the one and only Nick Suberling.
Oh, nice. You're in town?
Yeah, I actually, where I work, the day job, they shipped me all over the place this week. So that was kind of interesting. And I see I'm freezing up on the video. That's kind of interesting.
No, not on my side.
No, okay, that's good. And so one of the I said in the School of Podcasting Facebook thing, I said, hey, I'm going to be boarding a hotel. I was in Livonia, Michigan, which it turns out is like, you know, not very far from Ryan Parker. So he said, the next time you're in Livonia, let me know. And I'm like, cool, because I'm going to be in Troy sometime, Michigan.
Did Parker move?
I think he did. Because I thought he went to
Michigan. He was in the Bay Area.
See, that's what I thought. And I thought he went to Michigan to, like, see family. And I know
he's not. Maybe he's just there right now. I don't see him in chat.
Yeah. But.
I thought he was out in San Francisco.
Well, I know he got a new job. That's the other thing. And I'm like, well, is the job in Michigan or so maybe move?
I'll have to track him down. Yeah.
But so that's cool. So in the future, I'll be hanging out with Ryan probably because I do plan on going back to Michigan. And then on the way, so my first training thing was in Livonia. And then on the way home, I hit Toledo. And Nick's like, hey, let's do lunch, man. So we went to a place called Frickers, which I'm like, that just sounds dirty when you say it. But, it was
it does. That's good marketing strategy. Yeah.
and picked up a chicken sandwich and kicked back and talked about it. And so it was great fun. But I do have a question here. You're going to get a sneak peek of Monday's School of Podcasting. As I was driving to Michigan and Toledo, I was listening to this book on word of mouth marketing. And so we've all kind of concluded that it seems to be the way most podcasts are heard, right? That's the way Serial kind of exploded. Everybody heard it. They heard it on NPR and they told two friends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so can you think of anything that you told somebody this week that you might have heard on a podcast? Because I have.
That's a good question.
Yeah. And I had like, so you're kind of hearing Monday show here. Just to give you an example, Brian from ProfitCast had something that was just podcasting gold in my book. And he said, it can be good, it can be fast, and it can be cheap, meaning your podcast, but you can only pick two. He said, so it can be quick and good, but that means it's not going to be cheap. It can be quick and cheap, but that means it's probably not going to be any good. So if you work those around, and the more I thought about it, and from what I understand, this is not a new thing. Like I told Nick, right? I go to lunch. I'm like, did you hear that on the podcast? And so that's when I was like, I wonder what, if there's anything that people have, you know, there was something later that I heard on a podcast that was from Steve Stewart that I told my wife. And I just started kind of mentally paying attention to any time I heard something that I then told somebody that I was like, that would be an interesting question for Ask the Podcast Coach to see if the chat room has anything. You know, feel free to call in again. It's 347-850-8007. You know, did you spread the word of a podcast this week? You know, even if it was your own, I guess, but you know, what inspired you to use word of mouth to say something?
I got an interesting opportunity. You know, at Gallup, we host these training sessions for our coaches, and they come in for a week and they're on campus. And so I did a meetup. So it'd be like a podcaster meetup. It was a coaching meetup on Sunday. And then during the week, I get one opportunity to speak in the course, and I get to highlight our podcast stuff that we do. And it's really interesting. I get to take direct listener feedback. So I'll ask, nice. There was probably a group of 20 this time. And I said, you know, by now, most of you know our podcast stuff, but who hasn't listened to one of our podcasts? Four people still raise their hand. And you're like, wow. Okay. So it's still not all the way out there, which is one of those kinds of things you think sometimes, well, maybe everybody who's heard has heard. And then I just got an opportunity to walk through what we do and provide a service to them and how they can subscribe to it and how they can, you know, what they can do with it and how it's available. And then just take direct feedback. One of the gals was funny. She's like, can you make it longer? I was like, really?
What a great thing to hear.
I know. I was like, she's like, it's just not enough. And I'm like, well, maybe we'll have to start recording, you know, in some of our other shows, we record the post show. We don't put it in the feed, but we make it available if you want to go get it. You know, just one of those kinds of things. So just good to hear from the listener, you know, from that standpoint and get that straight feedback. We talked about hustle a couple of weeks ago. And I still just think there's no better way to hustle than actually trying to meet your listeners one-on-one.
Yep.
Finding that way to get out there and meet with them. It's easy for me because they come to me, but in your case, they may not, but you got to find ways to meet with them.
Yeah. Hey, we got callers coming in, sir. So we'll, ending in 9268, you're on with Dave and Jim. Hopefully you can hear us. What's your name and what's your question?
Hey, this is Devorah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Fantastic. Well, a couple of weeks ago, you guys helped me with my audio, and I want to thank you very much. I felt very supported and great tips. And so I have additional questions about audio, if I may.
Oh, that's fine.
All right. So the question is I've got it so that the guest speaker is not clipping. I am on Skype on a Mac using Ecamm. And what I've done is I've set Skype so that it does not automatically set the levels, and I have my output sound on my Mac down very low, which is the speaker's line. Okay. So they're not clipping very much, but still just a little bit. When I test at the beginning of the call, they still go into the red. When I listen to the sample, I do like a 30-second test. It sounds okay. And so I'm getting it, but I'm finding that my audio is still much lower than theirs. That's okay. The first part of my question. And the second part is, it's taking me about 3 times the length of whatever length the audio is, which is about 30 minutes, to edit, because they go, a lot of my speakers say a lot, and they also take really deep breaths, like every couple of words that gets into the recording. So how detailed should one be in their editing?
The good news is there's no wrong answer there. Some people hit record and leave it in. I'm a fan of editing. I always say there's magazine editors, there's newspaper editors, there's TV editors, and there's movie editors. But why is it there's no, you know, now, obviously, like you said, that's where the majority of your time can be spent, is editing out. I had a client once that would take out, she would have me take out every single breath. And I said, you do realize you're starting to sound like a robot, because she just never breathed. There was no pausing. It was just, she just kept talking and talking. And then there was a pause. And then there was another question. And she would just keep talking. And I was like, that really doesn't sound good, in my opinion. But she was the client, and that's the way it worked. So it's kind of up to you. The other thing to keep in mind, one of the great things that people like about podcasting is the fact that it doesn't sound like radio, and it's not perfect, and it is just people talking. And that's everybody has their own meter on that. Some people can't tolerate an Other people are like, you know what, if it's an it's okay, unless it's, you know, well, somebody's talking and it's really, you know, annoying. That's really up to you to do that. So, see, there you go. And as for you, when you go into the settings in the upper left-hand corner on the Mac, your system, is that what it is? I'm so, here, let me click on my Mac.
Yes, it is system preferences, and then there's a sound.
Right, so where if I remember right, the output is on the bottom, the input is you.
The input is me, and I'm very soft.
Right, which so means,
okay.
Crank, move it to the right.
Well, there you go. And I also find that when I'm listening with my headphones, mm-hmm. that I can hear my speaker great, but when I hear myself, because my ears are muffled and it's kind of distracting. But yeah, I guess you just get used to that, or?
Yeah, and again, get a Skype buddy and play, practice.
Why are your ears muffled? I don't understand that part.
When I have my headphones on.
Yeah, and your voice is coming out of your headphones or the speakers?
My voice is I don't hear my voice in the headphones.
Good. Yeah. So you got this is where you got to do a mix minus, right? Where you feed your own voice back in out. And, oh, go ahead.
I think I know what it is. You're using an ATR 2100?
I do have that, but I haven't tested it yet, so I haven't been brave enough to use it on a show. I'm still using my Nessie until I have time to test the 2100.
Is there any kind of headphone jack on the Nessie?
Yes.
Okay, so I would, again, turn the volume up on that maybe. And this is where things get confusing, because there's your recording volume. Like you could be recording at a really low level and crank your headphones up to where it sounds fine, except you're going to have a lot of hiss because you're recording at too low a level. Likewise, you could have your recording level absolutely perfect, but have your headphones down and it sounds like you're not loud enough because, you know, one is input and one is output. So it may be that you just have to turn the headphone jack up on the Nessie, because that's what you're using probably for a sound card at that point.
Right. Okay. So it's one of the things that I really want to thank you guys is how warm and welcoming you are to people, regardless of the level that they're at, and that we don't have to be absolutely perfect out of the gate, that it can be a work in progress.
Oh, absolutely. I call that a journey podcast.
And, you know, it's the only way to do it. You just got to keep learning, right?
Yeah, you don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great.
And, I love it.
I will
Thank
be on
you.
Your show. I will see you at a little well, bit. I'll be on your
12:15 today, and thank you very much.
Awesome.
All right. Great talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Next up, we have ending in 4910. You're on with Dave and Jim. What's your name? What's your question?
Hey, Dave. It's Mike Dell. How you doing?
How are you, buddy?
And Jim, everybody listening. I just wanted to say that PowerPress came out with a new version just this morning, just before airtime. So
And
using PowerPress, you may want to upgrade.
And what's new and exciting in it? Just bug fixes or?
Yeah, some pretty major bug fixes when it comes to category podcasting.
Awesome.
There, you know, there's a whole list of things, but there was a lot of little issues with category podcasting as far as, you know, keeping things separate. And now, you know, that's fixed mostly. Let's see here. I'm just looking through the list here. I haven't played with it much myself either, but I just wanted to get the word out that
there's a new PowerPress now.
Yep, and I won't take up too much of your time. I just wanted to get that out.
Did you do your stint on the radio yet?
No, that's Tuesday morning.
All right. That'll be fun to listen to.
And we're actually going to do show prep. So Monday at lunch, I get to do show prep with the host.
There you go. Well, that's cool. It'll give you that'll give you some great content for your show.
Yeah, it should. You know, depending on what news items, I'm going to be reading the news.
Excellent. Today in Afghanistan.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that'd be cool.
And I do have the Red Bull ready. So.
Excellent. Awesome. Anything else we can help you with?
No. Have a good show.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Dow.
Thanks, Mike. I just upgraded.
And, of course, you can find Mike over at podcasthelpdesk.com. I like Mike. Mike is very Mike. He's another guy that's just, you know, he's just Mike. It's cool.
Yeah, great.
And
it's just an 0.2 release. So, you know, it's 0.02 from 0.01. So it sounds like some good fixes if you were having some problems. I wasn't experiencing any issues, but could get the most recent update.
Speaking of new stuff, Spreaker came out this week saying, I'm not quite sure what they changed, but they came out with a new version of their app. You know what? It's sweet. It wasn't bad in the first place, but what's cool, because again, Spreaker, I think people were looking to have kind of a, like if you wanted to have a music show, but man, does that thing do a whole lot. I'm trying to pull it up here on my phone. Yeah. It's just record if you're this way, but when you turn it sideways, it turns into a whole studio. And you could actually load music there and you can see it's picking up my talking, or I could turn that off. And then what's cool is you have this slider button here in the middle. So if you had just one particular file here, maybe your intro music, you could slide it to number 2, which is nothing. Thus, you're fading out your music. I was like, wow, you can do some really, and it's free. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. I'm assuming the iPad version is the same way, but I hadn't looked at it in a long time. And what's interesting is I had some folks call me. You know, everybody's, you know, understandably wanting to jump in on the live bandwagon. It's kind of cool. It's fun, right? I mean, I love our chat room and people calling in. And they wanted to do live with phone calls via Skype. And I was thinking about it, and we're talking about a Skype in number, which actually would make things pretty easy. I know Nick Suberling from Podcasters Group Therapy uses Skype. And I said, what happens if another person calls in? It just keeps ringing, you know, and if you turn the audio off so it's not bugging your Skype, that's one way to do it. And your audience just, there's no cue, but it's probably cheaper and it's a little less. In this case, they wanted like super easy. And then they wanted to play music. And I was like, oh, now we're into the world of Mix Minus. And the fact that they're, you know, they basically wanted to do our show. You have a co-host in another state playing clips live. And it dawned on me, she said, well, you know, we're using Spreaker. And I explained that, you know, if you're doing Skype on one machine, you could probably just send the output of that machine to another machine and blast that out via Spreaker. And she said, yeah, then we want to play clips. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's going to be a little tough.
That works too.
Well, here's the thing.
You can do that. You can.
Well, here's the cool thing is I said, either A, play the clips on your computer, but then I don't think her co-host would hear it on Skype.
Well, you would if you had an audio jumper and you brought that Skype call into that, you know, if you're unifying all your audio on that second PC, including the Skype call.
Right.
And then you have an audio jumper that basically comes out of the speaker, goes into the microphone. It takes that sound, anything you're playing on the PC like music, and it routes it back into the call. as if it's another person, right? Because Skype is listening on that microphone port. And so it's a great way. I mean, I don't want to say it's a poor man's mixed minus, because it's actually more expensive because you have to have a second PC, right?
Right. Well, she had one. Well, and, yeah. And she said, finally, can I load the clips in Spreaker? And I was like, oh man, I completely forgot that's about brilliant. That.
Yeah.
That's and brilliant. And she looked at her coach. She goes, do you care if you hear the intro music? And she's like, no, just, she goes, well, via chat, tell me when the music's almost done and I'll be ready. And I was like, there you go. So again, they got away without having to do a mix minus. They're just going to talk to each other on Skype, running out of it. And she's got an iPad. I said, well, just run Spreaker on your iPad. You have Wi-Fi. Yep. All right. Well, there you go. And then you can play your music clips via Spreaker. And
yeah, I would still go with a broadcast PC concept. And
yeah,
it's a $6 cable. Well, not anymore, because you can't buy it at Radio Shack anymore. But that's a whole other story, right?
It is a whole other
Radio
story.
Shack's gone. But you just a little audio jumper cable out of the microphone jack into the speaker jack in your PC. Just make a little audio jumper. You can do some amazing things.
Isn't that a giant feedback loop though?
No, nope. No, it works great. I think it's one of the best kept secrets, because I talk about it all the time, but it's great. In fact, we did a show the other day where we played voicemails into the show. I just loaded those up on the desktop of the broadcast server and then played them, and it plays it. We use Google Hangouts as opposed to Skype, but it then plays that, you know, so the PC plays it, but it plays it out of the speakers. Think about this. It's coming out of your speakers, going back into the microphone, and that Google Hangout is listening on the microphone port.
Okay, it's going
so
into
the... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it doesn't create a feedback loop. It because those are two separate ports on the on the sound card, right? And so as long as you're not monitoring, you know, in the Windows setting, you can monitor your microphone. Like, you want to turn that off, but it comes back around. And then you can, anything that you play on your broadcast server can be heard by the guests and will get recorded into it. So you can set up like a giant soundboard if you want to do it that way, and again, play it off a second PC. A lot of people avoid it. When I talk about this as a solution, a lot of people avoid it because, like, oh, that means I have to have a second PC.
Yeah.
Oh, and podcasters are the cheapest people on the planet, right? we don't want to pay $5 at Fiverr to get get a logo done or any kind of services. So usually it's not a super popular option, because people, just not normal people. I'm a tech guy, so I have tons of computers laying around, but people don't want to do that. We did get, Dave, we got featured. Gallup got featured on the front page of Spreaker this week.
Nice.
So you go out to Spreaker right now. If you go to Spreaker.com and look over in the iHeartRadio section, you know, there's a featured this week. There's a staff pick. And then there's an iHeartRadio pick. And we got featured on the iHeartRadio side. So if you go out there, I'm pretty sure this will show up for everybody. You can see Gallup webcasts in the section. We're not the number one featured, but we are on the bottom there. So I don't know. It didn't lift our numbers that much. But
Interesting.
It's there.
Somebody asked if what I was holding up on the camera here is the Spreaker app. Yes, that's the Spreaker app.
Yep.
It's actually, and yes, there is an Android version. That's the other thing that I thought was kind of interesting. They're always, you know, again, we've talked about them before, but they're coming on. And I'm not sure what his title is. I know it's been announced. It was announced on the Podcasters Roundtable. The one, the only, used to be known as Mr. Microsoft, and then Mr. Podcast One. I think he still works maybe a little with Podcast One, but Rob Greenlee now working with Spreaker. So
yeah. Working with, not necessarily working for.
Working with, okay.
He's splitting his time in between. I heard him on the round table.
Okay.
Saying he's splitting his time between the two.
Ah, see, I was wondering what his... Yeah,
that's what I took out of that.
Okay.
That. He was on the most recent Podcasters round table.
So. I just threw in the chat room, since we are playing, we always like to play with technology here. I threw in the chat room our link to, because we've been beta testing Blog Talk Radio, and I've threw in the chat room a link to our Blog Talk Radio. And because we're using the Direct Connect today, we shouldn't sound like we're on the phone.
Well, maybe we should get a little feedback.
Yeah.
People can go listen to it there and see how it sounds.
Yeah. So that should be, that's kind of interesting going on. And in the future, we might, kick the tires on their chat. It's not chat wing by any means. I will say this, they did come out with new terms, and they're much more user-friendly. I somebody, I think in chat or in Google, somebody did it. Oh, it was in my Twitter feed that said, "Hey, Dave, did you see where they own your feed? Like you have to use their feed." And they said, "What did you think of that?" I said, "They are well aware that that is a deal breaker." Yeah, it was the first thing I said to them. I'm like, "Hey, this is cool," because I'm reading through and all their terms are just, here's what this means. No, we don't own your stuff. And then it's like, you need to use our feed. And I sent an email over to my buddy, Andy Toe. I said, "Dude, that's a deal breaker if you don't have a redirect." He goes, "Well aware." That's what he put. He said, "Well aware, working on it." So
those pesky lawyers.
Yeah. So I know right now they don't, that what they say at Blog Talk Radio is we will address redirecting a feed on a case by case basis. And in my travels, now I haven't had somebody ask for one in a long time, because most people who listen to me know not to use their service. But in the past, a case by case basis meant, no, we're not going to redo it. And that's why I hated them so much. I was like, "Oh, you stink." So, you know, again, it's interesting to see these different companies come up and change things. And
back to Spreaker real quick.
Yeah.
Would you really, you know, as much as we talk about microphones,
right,
would you really podcast from your phone?
You know what? It's listenable. It actually, it's okay. We're getting feedback from that. But I'm doing that experiment right now. If you go to podcastingforfree.com/subscribe, you can listen to the last episode. And I'm actually doing that with this here phone right here. I run it through Auphonic. I take that file and throw it into Audacity and throw in my intro and outro music, and it's listenable. It doesn't sound, I think it's episode number 2. You hear me go from the phone to the ATR 2100. And episode title is "This Microphone Worth $60. And that's when you're like, "Man, that's $60 well spent," because a phone is okay, but the microphone is, it just adds a whole nother, you know, level. And when I'm recording with my phone, I'm not going through a phone line. I'm just using the microphone on the iPhone, and you know, it's going right to my phone, and then I'm uploading it, and you know, it's listenable. You know, it's not as bad as some of the other services and things like that. And in a really annoying pop-up window, I love that. Somebody went over to the Blog Talk Radio site, and that is one of the things that used to drive me nuts, is they put a lot of ads on your site. And of course, if you, I'll have to see how, that's what I'm looking for, is how are the, is their service going to change? Because it used to be, you would spend money to opt in to make money from the ads on your site. So you're spending money to make money. And I'm like, how about I just sell ads on my own site and keep the money? I like that idea better. Well,
the theory is though, right? I mean, so the theory is these bigger organizations can cut better deals,
right,
with larger advertising, with folks who need that. So even if you get big, there's times when it probably makes sense to have a middleman buying your ad stuff for you, and they're going to take a cut of it for sure. I don't know if the question is, I don't think it has to be an all or nothing question. I don't think this service exists except maybe with Todd over there, Todd Cochran, where you negotiate, the bigger you get, you negotiate with your middleman based what their cut is, right? Certainly when you're small, for the guy who's brokering the deals, and you're a small podcaster, you don't have a lot of negotiation room. But as you get larger, that price should go up. In other words, you should keep more of the money, and the middleman, because it's based on volume, should keep less of it. And so I often kind of sometimes think, we think it's an all or nothing. Either I have someone buy the ads for me, or I buy my own. And I think there's a place in there. There's a middleman place in there. I'm just not sure in most services there's any room for negotiation. And that's where I think we're missing, is as you get larger, you begin to take more and more and more until it makes sense from a middleman standpoint, where they're just like, "Look, I can't make any money with you because you're keeping all my money." Well, then you start, you know, because really, Dave, if you're that, I mean, handling ads is a job all in itself.
It is.
And so just being big enough to do your own advertising, the question is, do you want to handle all your advertising? Because now you got to deal with PR people. You got to deal with ad buyers. And they're all a bunch of sharks, right? I mean, so it's just, it's like, so there still may be some value. And I'm not saying in this case there is, but just as we think about ad and ad revenue and those kinds of things, there may be some value to having a middleman to help you acquire. They may have a larger pool. Raw Voice has got a, and I don't know if that's, which is the company in there that does the actual advertising stuff. Is it Raw Voice? Is it Blueberry? Do you know? I hate to misspeak on
I think
this,
Raw Voice is the company that does the ad. No. See, because I know Raw Voice is like the parent company of Blueberry.
Okay.
Blueberry is a media host that also helps you find ads, even if
I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm not sure when they sell the ads, is that through Raw Voice or through, I think it's through Blueberry, because they're kind of a hosting slash...
But they get this volume of advertisers all the time who are saying, hey, we're looking for something. And that's the area, as you get larger, then you can start demanding a bigger cut, I would think. I don't know. Todd me.
Okay. Mike says it's Blueberry sells the ads. Okay. There you go. And, okay. That's interesting. DeVore is using Audello. That'll be fun to talk to her about. Because I wonder if they've got the, I unsubscribed from that. I don't know if they got their act together or not. Nice. Apparently I typed Blueberry blurry last week. Mike Phillips is in the chat room. Nice to have Mike back. I did have a note here that I wanted to talk about. Last week in the last week's show of the School of Podcasting, I had bumped some knobs and basically I was distorted. There was no way. I did my best to kind of unclip myself, but as the old saying goes, garbage in, garbage out. And I was talking about it in the show, how I had gone through to remove the noise and kind of try to use it as a learning curve. And 5557, we'll get to you in just a second. And I said, can't you hear that noise? And there it was in the background. And I'm listening to it going down Route 480. When I stopped to hear it, couldn't hear a thing. So here I was complaining about a sound, worried that, oh my gosh, this is so loud, I have to address it. Because I'm sure everyone is going, what is that annoying sound? Yeah, and you couldn't hear it at all. I was like, oh, I'm like, so that's okay. Awesome. So we do have another, it's weird because I have Blog Talk Radio on the PC and on the Mac. I think I'll stick with Mac, but it's interesting. You can run the switchboard.
Control panel.
Yeah, for multiple PCs. So ending in 5557. I think that's enough. A lot of fives and a seven at the end. You're on with Dave and Jim. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is Kim from On the Table Podcast.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Fellow Cleveland podcaster.
Yes. I was sorry we didn't have a meeting this week. I missed y'all.
Yeah, it was a little different.
Yeah, well, we'll get together next month.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you're talking about wines because that's why I'm calling. I had a Skype recording phone call. The first half of the recording was fine, and I had headphones on, didn't hear a wine. But during the second half of the recording, which is where the really good meaty stuff is, this wine starts really low, and it gets louder and louder and louder to the point that at the end of the interview, it's really noticeable, and actually you feel like there's a mosquito that's pounding on your forehead. So I'm working in Audacity. What do I do?
You can try. There is, let me fire up my Audacity here so I can play along. There's a noise removal tool. Well, number one, you can try running it through Auphonic. That's the quick, easy, painless way. They give you 2 hours free a month and just upload it and tell it to do the noise removal. I usually just, when I run anything through Auphonic, I'm like, just run everything. Take out the low, take out the hot, just squish it to death and make it pretty. In Audacity, there's an effect called noise removal. And it's kind of weird because when you turn it on, it doesn't do anything. And so what you want to do is see if you can find a time where nobody's talking and just that noise is there. So while somebody's taking a breath or preferably not taking a breath, it's just that noise. You want to highlight it and I'm still waiting for my Audacity to start up. Right now, I just have the logo on the screen. It's starting up. Okay. But you go in and basically tell it to listen to your noise. And then once you listen to the noise, you go through again and say, okay, now find that noise in this recording and take it out. And basically it's one of those things where, you know, a little can go a long way, because you can, like, I've used it on when people call into my toll-free number, you know, and they're on a cell phone or whatever, and it just doesn't sound great. You know, I can go in and remove all that stuff. But the bad news is, if you go too far, they sound like they're underwater. It's kind of bizarre. Yeah. But yeah, it's under effects. I have to have something to play. So let me record something here real quick. Effect, noise removal. And then it says get noise profile. So you would go in, you would highlight something. Like, you click on get noise profile, you highlight over the noise, and which is, again, it's kind of weird that nothing happens. So you have to go back and then say noise removal. Let's see here.
But you select the whole file, then you select the whole, you know, you select the noise first.
Right.
And then go back and select the whole WAV file and say, because, you know, you may only want to remove that out of a section. So you want to get it out of the whole thing. Look at it. It sounds like you might actually have to go in too and get a couple different samples over time as that noise gets louder or it morphs a little bit, right? Because it's looking for the sound signature. So you might just have to try around with it. I would create a completely separate file first and put it somewhere, you know, so take the raw version, copy it, so you got it somewhere else. Then go in with Audacity, try and make your edits, and see. It may take a couple different tweakings with that noise filter. What it may not get rid of is, especially because you pick it in quiet moments, you may still hear it when the person talks.
Yeah.
You just won't hear it in the gaps, which is... it's up to you to determine if that's okay or not, right?
Yeah.
From standpoint. So it's just a little bit of work. Dave's going to shift over. Of course, you can't see this, but Dave's going
to
pop over.
I just threw it on the screen just to, you can see there's the get noise profile. So that's where you basically listen to it. And like Jim said, then you would select the whole file. And the beauty of it is there's a button there that says preview. So you can kind of listen to the file with the noise removed. And you basically just, you know, tweak the little sliders there and try to get the noise out without it sounding like it's underwater. And, you know, Randy Cantrell in the chat room has a great thing. He says, that's why you should record 5 seconds of silence at the beginning or end of your podcast, but somewhere in there, get some silence so you can, it sounds weird, listen to the silence. And then...
And Alan says too, depending on the frequency of the noise, you might be able to equalize it out. So there's an equalizer in Audacity that you may be able to equalize that sound or change the settings some. And I don't know what the frequency is, and I wouldn't know how to, you know, you're gonna have to kind of monkey around with it a little bit. But you may be able to equalize it out. So there's another, that would be a more complicated way of doing it.
Holy shnikes. Mike Phillips in the chat room put a link to Izotope, IZOTOPE.com. They have a really cool tool. It's a pro tool for removing noise. I don't know if this is buy one, get one free. It's $350.
Ouch.
Yeah. If you want the advanced price, it's $1,199.
Oh, sure.
I think that's buy one, get one free, if I remember. Holy cow. But I think that's actually in Audition.
Dig in the couches.
Yeah,
you'll find some change.
I've heard really good things about that. About that.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about a good thing I found yesterday.
Okay.
It's called Transcribe.
Okay.
For people who want to transcribe their podcasts, interviews.
Is it O-Transcribe?
No, it's just Transcribe.
Okay. Where's the website?
Transcribe.wreally.com.
Wreally.com. All right. I heard of O Transcribe. This one where
now, this was not you play it and it records it and transcribes it for you automatically. This is it plays at a certain speed. It's got lots of F key functions, so you don't have to take your hand off the keyboard and go to a mouse, or they offer a footpad edition that you've got to pay $50 on a footpad for. But it cut my transcription time down significantly. Like 1 minute of recording used to be 5 minutes of transcription, and now it's down to 3 because of the ease of this program.
If you go to otranscribe.com, It's the same thing. I think they just
Did some feedback from you, Dave.
I am, and I'm like, why is that?
No, it's a it sounds like a noise canceling echo. I think it may be with Kim, to be honest.
Yeah.
Maybe feeding back through her. Kim, do you have, are you on, you have headphones on? Are you hearing us through speakers?
Yeah, I do. I have headphones on. Does that make it go away?
One, two, one, two.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
It's, how about it's, that?
It's the old, that's why it's called maybe. A beta test.
Yeah.
Okay, I just took the headphones off and I've got the handset on. So if that's any better.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's just, we're getting, some, yeah, that is better.
Hmm. Okay. I need to get a new headset.
There you go.
It's in the Amazon box to
it. It's awaiting budgetary funds.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Well, you just told us about, you know, otranscribe.com. Okay. Anything else you told somebody this week that you heard in a podcast?
No, because I really haven't listened to any podcasts this week. Haven't That's been right. in the car enough.
But it's a here again. It's you know, we're finding out about this because I'm doing a Monday show on the School of Podcasting is about word of mouth.
And I will certainly listen to it, but I do that all the time. I used to do it for NPR. Now I do it for podcasts.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, it works.
Awesome. Anything else we can help you with?
Not today.
All right. Well, we'll go play with your noise reduction and have fun with that.
I will do that after the show is done.
Awesome. Thank you much.
Okay. Talk Bye. To you later.
Thanks, Kim. Talking to you.
OnTheTablePodcasts.com.
I'm going to make a run out to Cleveland and for a Monday night meetup.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Yeah. Fun. Somebody asked in the, Devore asked, thoughts, audition versus audacity. And here's my thought. It doesn't matter what the program is. The first one you use is the one you will like. Because I didn't use Audacity first. I used a thing called, what was it called? Oh, it's, but I used it for the longest time. It was really cheap. It was really cool. And then they kept adding more and more and more and more and more. And then even more features. They tried to compete with, the music one. Man, my brain is just fried this morning. That's super duper expensive. That they use in professional studios, and they made it too complicated. And I actually contacted Final them and not Final Cut. No. It's that's gonna drive me nuts.
Pro Tools,
yes. They tried to compete with Pro Tools and they ruined it, basically. And I contacted them and I said, you should take your version 2, slap it like podcast something, and because that it had a built-in effects, but it was really easy to add VST effects. It was stable. It was awesome. And they said, that would be good. Would you like to champion that? You'd only have to buy 1,000 copies to sell. And I went, a little too rich for my blood, kids, but I love that. So then I went from that to Sony Music Studio, which is a multi-track recorder. Because at the time, again, back in the day, Audacity wasn't that stable. It is now, or it's more stable. I haven't had it, you know, die on me, but I use Sony Music Studio. It's like $40. And it has its quirks because it's, again, kind of designed for music. So you have to kind of go in and say, quit asking me what beats per minute my interview is. But I use that for the longest time, and I wouldn't even use Audacity, except I had a listener of mine that was on a PC and they switched to Mac. And at the time there was no Mac version of Audition. And they said, hey, I'm going to basically throw away this PC. It's got a legal copy of Audition on it. I think it's legal for me to give it to you because I'm not going to use it. Do you want it? And so that's how I got involved in Adobe Audition. I do like it. It's much like Audacity. It's got a lot of stuff in it you'll never, ever use, you know, because you're not a sound engineer. I always tell people, really, all you need to do is you need to be able to bring in a file. You need to be able to adjust the volume. You need to be able to reposition maybe where it's going to be. And then kind of export it. Because if you recorded it okay, you know, you should have to do a whole lot of editing. You know, you can do some editing, things like that. You know, we always get into compression and noise reduction. So I don't mind Audacity. I've used it more in the past month and a half because I'm doing the whole podcasting for free experiment. Jim, I know you use it, right?
Yeah, no, that's my main editing application. So it's kind of, you're right, it's what I grew up on. It's the very first font one I started with. I use Audition. I have Audition as well, and I use that to actually convert it to MP3. But I prefer Audacity. I think for the average guy, it makes more sense. It's easier to edit in. It has easier tools. Audition is just so jam-packed with stuff. It'll do anything, but it's really kind of a, you know, it's an upper tier, I think, a tool when we think about a pro or a semi-pro. I think if you're an early podcaster, you know, the other thing I think about when it talks to is I think every podcaster should be required to, whatever tool they're going to use it a month before they actually publish their first podcast. So because you get this, we get so focused on the recording part of it, and then it's like, oh crap, I actually have to edit this. And when you're first starting to do this, that's a real panic moment. Like, what do I do? How do I do this? How do I get this done? How do I, you know, how do I work with this file? And there's a lot of panic in there. You know, Dave and I recommend you get 10 shows scripted out, that you get a couple shows in the can, and then you take a couple shows in the can and you edit them, and then you delete them, and then you do it all over again. Right. It's just one of those kinds of things that, so don't forget the editing part of the podcast piece. If you're going to do some editing, and to go back to the very beginning, you know, I don't, on my own podcast, I don't take the ums and ahs out. I leave everything in, but I do some podcast consulting for some folks and they want them taken out. So I go in and remove them out of there and try and clean it up. So if it sounds natural, to your point, because you don't want to sound like they're talking really fast and there's no spaces in between anything and they're going through, you know, you don't necessarily want this unnatural.
The auctioneer podcast.
Yeah. I got five over there. I got 10. And you know, you don't want that piece, but so don't forget, I mean, there's the part of the recording piece that you absolutely need to practice on and work on and work with, but the editing piece can be just as scary on the backside when you go to edit it. And you open Audition or Audacity for the first time, and you're like, oh my God. You know, Daniel's got some great courses, Audacity the Podcast. He's got some great resources around it. Dave, I'm sure you've got some videos on your site that would walk somebody through on Audacity maybe the first time. And so there's some great resources. You have to spend some time doing it though. It's not, you can't spend 15 minutes and edit it, right? You're going to have to give it some time.
Like, and part of it just comes from using it and then kind of hanging out in different, I was looking for the mute button in Audacity. And then finally somebody said, it's Control L, Dave. You know, then I'm like, there's no way I would have known that. There's nothing, you know, I could have Googled it or whatever. And then when you import a track into Audacity, it gives you a brand new track. Well, if I imported the intro and then later I import the outro, I might want those on the same track, just in different positions. So I will import it and then grab my kind of move around tool, and I'll just drag that up to my input track and then delete the other one. Otherwise you end up with this project that's 4 feet tall. So there's all sorts of little things you can use to tweak that. Somebody in the chat room here, Keith, mentions that Rob Walsh still uses GarageBand. Nothing wrong with GarageBand. Besides the fact that they keep adding and removing features that I hear. I'm dangerous in GarageBand. That's the one that I really need to probably play with a little more. And
I think if you're an early podcaster, there's no need to go outside of Audacity in a lot of ways. For most people, Audacity is going to be just fine. It's not a great MP3 tool, right? So get it in its raw version and then convert it with iTunes. I think that's the easiest for most people. That's the easiest no-nonsense. Devorah was asking about Audition, buying Audition. Adobe has pretty much moved to a completely subscription model, and you are going to pay out. It's expensive.
20 bucks a month.
How you slice it. Yeah.
And
it's expensive.
It's kind of like Bigfoot. I keep hearing that you can get Audition version 3, which is hilarious because I play for version 6, but I still use version 3 because I'm not quite ready to jump.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's like Bigfoot. I keep hearing, oh, you can find, you know, Audition 3 for free online. And I'm like, every time I look for it, I'm like,
I wouldn't say free.
Yeah. I think it's like, you kind of have to jump through some hoops and hope you don't pick up some malware. Most of the sites that have it, I'm like, I'm not downloading anything from this website.
I think if I were going to buy it, I'd still want it on a disc of some kind with a license key.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing, man, where time's going fast today. If you do want to call in, it's 347-850-8007. And we're at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. You guys ready? Do I have any breaking news? I don't have any kind of cool. Nope, guess I don't. Guess who's speaking at New Media Expo?
Howard Stern.
No, me.
I'm just kidding. Oh, good.
We had somebody that in the end, because originally I was going to speak, and then I fell on my own sword, so Bob Heil could have a spot, and somebody, unfortunately, who was going to speak, can't, and I went, okay, I'm back in.
Yeah, so that was a good call.
If you are afraid to podcast, this is a no judgment zone. If you're like, I would podcast, but there's that. If you're afraid to press, I really want to talk to you, not to convince you to podcast. I want to know what is the fear that's stopping you from podcast, because that's what my talk's on. How to overcome your fear and things like that. So it's not a judgment thing. If you're a person that's been planning your podcast for 3 years, I want to hear from you. Because I want to hear those legitimate fears and go, okay, now how can I, maybe, what are some things that I've got a couple really shocking. I have a couple cool analogies, that I'm going to throw in there, but, so I will be talking at New Media Expo. I have
how
no idea
what
is
that conference, Dave. If I were just to buy a ticket,
one leg and half an arm. Honestly, I should know that.
My firstborn. NMX, I'll send you my 26-year-old.
I know there's different versions. He said running out to NMX Live. I know you can save $100 off using the coupon code SOP15, 2015, excuse me. Register now. Okay.
Important. $150?
Yeah, since 2007. Really? No.
That can't be right.
Yeah, I'm looking at it going, you got to be kidding me. Let me go conference, schedule grid, speakers, podcast award. If I click on register, is it really?
April 13th, right?
Eight, $150. Wait a minute, because I'm going to save you $100 with my, there's something that's not right. Because it's there's different versions of if you get the floor or not. That is sad that I don't know the answer to that question. Because you know why?
It's the shoe, you're the shoemaker's.
And I'm not paying to go. I don't have
right.
I kind of get in for free. So it's like,
I was doing a podcast Friday yesterday with a gal on the Gallup webcast, and she was asking me, she's a big,
there we go.
She goes every year. How much?
Here we go. Exit hall only. So you go in and walk around the hall, which I understand is just like the size of 3 football fields, $150. Content creator pass gets you keynote sessions, as well as the exhibit hall, the mixers and parties, and the podcast awards, $497. A virtual ticket is $547, which access to all the sessions via audio. That's for those people that can't make it to Vegas. And then last but not least, the VIP access gets you to the sessions, the keynote sessions, the exhibit hall, the parties, the mixers, the podcast awards, the NMX business sessions, a virtual ticket, and priority seating at NMX keynotes. That is $997.
Oh, even still, that's not bad.
Yeah. So for, okay. The 13th through the 16th, it's a lot of days there. So
I know I'm reconsidering. I wasn't going to go. I just haven't had time, but this gal is talking me into it. And I'm thinking, maybe I will talk. Dude, so I'll talk with work a little bit. And see
I'm telling you, get out there. You will not. I know you're kind of go, yeah, but I know everything in the sessions already.
No, I just hate Vegas.
Well, I'm with
really
you on that.
I hate Vegas.
The thing I love about that's always weird about Vegas, and I don't realize it until I get off the plane in Cleveland, is the minute you get off the plane, nonstant. And I got home and I was like, what is that deafening sound? And the deafening sound was silence, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's just
I just feel like I need to take a sand blasting shower when I come back from Vegas. It's just so, it's such a disgusting city. I don't it's just one of those kind of things.
I remember,
but that being said, there would be a lot of good content there,
and the networking is off the hook.
Well, and we're doing here's what I'm trying to I'm gonna the angle I'm gonna try and go at it we are the gal who I was talking to is doing a StrengthsFinder. It's a Gallup product that we do. She's doing a StrengthsFinder session there. And so it's like, hey, work, you know, this would be good to support her on this. And it would be beneficial for some of the things that we're doing for these webcasts. So, you know, it's,
and you could go with us to Chronic Taco.
Ooh, can't miss Chronic Taco.
That's awesome. That was one of my, it was me, Mike Russell, Nick, and, Mr. Ivy Envy with glasses, Corey and his wife. It was great fun. Ray, I think, was in there. We all just decided to go to get a taco for whatever reason. It was great fun. We do have some questions in the chat room about the lame encoder. What's wrong with lame? Here's the easiest way to do your own little experiment on lame. Record something in Audacity and export it as a wave. Okay, so now I have a wave file. And if you want, even take out what, well, that's all right. And now take that same exact recording and export it as an MP3. Let's say you go 64 mono, which I'm not even sure you can do in the lame encoder, but let's say you did. Then take that wave file. So we're all starting from the same spot and go into iTunes and convert it to an MP3. And then listen to both files, because one will be using, they're all coming from the same spot. One used a recipe called lame to turn it into an MP3, and one used one called Fraunhofer, which is the original one, and that's iTunes, to convert it. Listen to them both. Now,
which is licensed.
Yeah, which is
licensed. This is the big hang-up, right? Which is licensed.
Yeah.
And so it costs money, and so Audacity did not want to pony up, and they shouldn't. They're an open-source tool.
Yeah.
And so they didn't want to pony up and pay for that, the Fraunhofer. I could tell a difference. I'm not a big audio snob. I could tell a difference. Yeah. It's fuzzy. The lame encoder makes you sound fuzzy when you're talking. That's the way I saw it. Just take both and try it. Take your file, take your lossless file, run it through iTunes, take it, run it through out of Audacity and see if you can tell the difference.
Yep.
If you can't, run the lame encoder out of Audacity.
Yeah.
At that point.
I was surprised because I'd heard about it and I thought, oh, I bet people are just being picky. And I'm like, no, this is noticeable. You know,
and this isn't something like we just made up. I mean, people have been talking about this for a while.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those kinds of things. It's the one huge drawback to Audacity is it doesn't have, it doesn't have that Fraunhofer plugin.
Call it
the Frankenstein plugin.
18 at this point. Bill wants to know how many people are. We have 18 viewers. I don't know if I can see in Spreaker.
I see 28 in chat.
Yeah, we have so we have
28 on the page. 28 have the Chatwing player playing. They may not be logged in.
And yeah, that would be cool if they had I can see all sorts of stuff about how many, you know, how much, like I'm spending apparently 11 kilobytes up. No, that's not right. But there's all sorts of stats in the Spreaker dashboard, but nothing about how many people are listening. And same thing for Blog Talk Radio. I don't have, let me double check here.
Mixler will tell you how many are listening live.
And Mixler, if I go over there, says I have 3 in the chat. And 3, oh yeah, 3 at the bottom. I see right there. So we have, so somebody went to the chat. I can see we have a couple, Joe Taylor and Mike. Of course, Mike hadn't been here in a while. Is anybody chatting over here? No, we're over at the other one. So, yeah, that's kind of cool to know. So I usually think we have 5 or 6, somewhere between 5 and 10 on Spreaker. And then everybody else, most people watch the video while we're there, I think.
Your video today started kind of choppy, but it's gotten a lot better. I bet there's some kind of backup or something going on.
Could be.
Oh. You, as we bring this in for the live part for landing, let me say we started the show, pre-show, with you saying that your UPS, the device that you use to plug all your PCs into and back them up, it's got a little battery. That's called a UPS, not to be confused with the guys that come in brown suits and deliver packages to you. Is that the UPS is a really, really, really important part of a podcaster studio that almost no one talks about. It's just one of those, I very rarely, because I run a geek or a gadget show, we talk about them from time to time. And because one of the shows I'm on, we talk about the home server. We talk about them all the time because, of course, you want your home server running on a UPS. But if you're a podcaster and you're using a PC and you're recording to that PC, you want to protect yourself from brownouts, which would be a temporary loss of power in your area that comes back on within 2 or 3 seconds. And a UPS would have a battery on it that would allow you to then overcome that brownout. You can plug your monitor into it, your PC into it, your equipment into it. I have all my router and internet equipment because it's really important that if we have a brownout, I don't, my cable modem and my routers don't reset, because then you're going to lose your guest and that's all going to be gone. So Dave's UPS completely went out today. And yeah. I said, hey, Dave, you can pick those things up. This is one of those kinds of things you can pick up locally pretty cheap. So Office Max here in the US, Office Max, Office Depot, Sam's Club, Walmart, any of those, Target, any of those stores will have them. Shop around for the best price. But usually a UPS, you don't want to spend any less than $50. You probably shouldn't spend more than $200. It just depends on you can get some really nice ones that power most of your house. I shouldn't say house for the 200, but you can get some really nice ones. But a really, really, really important part of your gear setup, one is have everything run through the UPS so that it's surge protected, right? Mm-hmm. If you get a surge in the house, a lot of these are insured for $50,000 to $100,000 worth of equipment. And then two, you know, you hate to be in the middle of that special interview and you have a little brownout, a little power flip, the squirrel chews on the line. It's going to be spring here in the United States here pretty quick. The squirrel chews on the line. He gets zapped. There's a little drop and it comes back up. It'll also protect you. Some of them, depending, will protect you for minutes or hours worth of downtime if all the lines go down. So if in your setup somewhere you don't have a UPS, that's kind of the gear tip of the week here is you should probably consider having one. And then you got to check the battery in it on a regular basis because, yes, eventually the battery goes completely dead, and then, yes, it stops working.
Yeah, so I either need to change my battery, which I've known for a while because the last time the power went out, normally what would happen is the lights would go out in my office, but the computer would stay on, which would give me about 10 minutes to shut everything down properly. And so the last time the power went off, everything went off, and I'm like, well, the battery's dead in that thing. I need to... Yeah, I'm not sure where you go to find a battery because it's a big square thing.
And you can't replace them. Yeah. You can go to, like, you could take yours to one of those battery stores and they may have a replacement battery for it. So that's, and I've bought them. I've actually replaced UPS batteries online. The great thing about Amazon Prime is these things are heavy, right? They got batteries in them. And so you can get them shipped from Amazon using Amazon Prime and pay nothing for the shipping. And the bigger they are, the heavier they are. And so that's sometimes that's not a bad deal, but you definitely want to consider it.
And speaking of Amazon and things that don't work anymore, I was really surprised because today we did this direct connect to the Blog Talk Radio thing. Couldn't do it last week because I needed a cable. Went to get the cable at Radio Shack. Oh, I thought they were closing some stores. No, they closed Radio Shack. There is no more Radio Shack, at least not in Ohio, at least not in my neighborhood. And when you need these, right, the little RCA to quarter inch, have fun finding those at Walmart or Target. Now, the cool thing about that was I'm at Best Buy last night at 5 till 9. I'm like, oh, I need that cable for the show. Luckily, I had these laying around. But I went in and the guy's like, what do you need the cable for? And I don't even know why he asked. And I go, oh, I do a live show. It's a podcast on Saturday mornings. And he's like, are you in Rocky River? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I've seen that sign. So I don't know where he sees, because I don't have a whole lot of signage in my building. But then he starts talking about how he wanted to be a comedian and he loves all these. And it was so weird to have somebody start telling me about their favorite podcast as opposed to what's a podcast.
Yeah,
that was so different. And he's like, yeah, but and then he'd actually heard of the School of Podcasting. And I'm like, yeah, actually. And he's like, oh, yeah, OK, you're that guy. And I was like, so it was weird that it's like, OK, I've almost got like, what is that? Not acknowledged or whatever, but I got recognized. Yeah.
Spotted.
Yeah.
It was just spotting. Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, where's your Radio Shack section? And so we go over there and we found this cable, which again, when I dug through a bunch of stuff, I had all this stuff already. It was just buried from when I moved. But it was interesting to say the least, just to have that. But yeah, if you're going to need cables at this point, Amazon.com is going to be the place.
Mono price too. Mono price is another place you can get those cables. That's a pretty good outlet for that. No, I don't have an affiliate link. I don't even know if they have an affiliate program. But
I know Daniel has a link, but I've never seen any kind of affiliate information.
Yeah, they're like $3. You know, it's like whatever.
Yeah.
So if you just need the cable, they got tips. They've got a lot of those kinds of things. They ship fast. In fact, I get a lot of my phone cables from them. You know, I'm not going to say I throw away the ones I get, but the ones you get in the box aren't very good. And the mono cable, they've got some better quality, you know, thicker when you think about a little thicker, better shielded there. So that's a good option for cables.
Mike Phillips says mono price had some quality problems.
Problems. Well, maybe so.
There you go.
Everything I've gotten, I've just bought a bunch of stuff from them. Everything I've gotten from them has been good. Hey, the quality... I hear the music, but quality problems is everywhere.
It's like the Oscars. The music comes up. Well,
shut up.
Dude. Here again, though.
Shut up with your stupidness.
No, but here with Mike Phillips, word of mouth, right?
Yeah.
Had a bad experience.
Yeah.
Told some friends.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
So.
Right on.
Oh, there you go. I just have to drive to Cincinnati to get to Radio Shack. So there's probably one in Cleveland, just not anywhere near me, at least.
They still might be open. Each individual store may still be open for a while, but they are closing. So head out there, get all the cables you can.
That's an interesting. I would like to I want to hear Seth Godin or somebody go over why this Shack went out of business. Besides the fact that they used to bug you about batteries and then your phone and, you know, they just
scale.
Yeah,
it's just scale. Their stores are too small for today's consumer.
Yeah. And online, you know, I'm sure Amazon and all the other stuff, you know, because they were kind of the specialty store. You could find all the stuff that you can't find anyplace else. Well, online kind of knocked that out of the park. So, but hey, we also need to announce with 43 seconds left, no show next week. Jim is on a race and I got to work for the day gig. That's a whole nother article. I have to work next weekend, which is the first time I've done that in about 20 years. Almost got fired yesterday, arguing with my boss. That's a whole nother story. Don't do it. But thanks for tuning in. We will see you in 2 weeks live with another episode of Ask the Podcast Coach. Take care. Yay. Okay.
Woohoo.
So
let the post show begin.
Let the post show begin. Yeah. So yes, for anyone in the chat room,
the tires and kicking the tires.
The story behind that was I have to teach an online class. That was the other thing that he it wasn't even on site, but Saturday and Sunday. And I politely told my boss, I don't work weekends. And he went, yeah, you do. And I go, no, I don't. There's gotta be somebody else with no kids, no family, some young punk to work weekends who wouldn't care. And they went, no, you're doing it. And I went, no, I don't think you understand this. I'm really, this is going to make me very unhappy if you do this. You're going to ruin my attitude. And they went, yeah, we know. You're going to work this weekend. And I went, so they went, if you got to quit, you got to quit. And I went, oh, so now we're down to take it or quit. And I went, So
yeah,
I will officially start looking for a new job soon.
Wow. That sounds like that got a little heated if they were like, okay, then.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's because he kind of, you know, I thought he was just like, we're talking about it. And then when I went, well, yeah. I just was, you know, there's a technique in negotiation. It's called broken record, where you just keep saying, but I don't work weekends. And they go, oh, I know, but we need this. And somebody might, and you go, I don't work weekends. And they, but we need this. And so-and-so had her baby and we need you to chip in. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I understand that. Find somebody else. And they just kind of went, okay, well, you're not listening to us. So just to get your attention, you know, if you don't think this job is the right fit for you anymore. And I went, oh, that's how we're doing. So,
I don't, I'll be honest. I don't have any boundaries. I mean,
it is
12 Saturdays at Gallup. And
yeah.
Now some of that's my own design, right? I mean, I was the one who went in and designed that program. So, but it gives me a chance. I go in and then I jump on the show and, you know, and then I'm home by 1 or 1 by 2 o'clock. So
there you go.
Just a different spot.
Nick is in the chat room. So if you need cables, he can go to the Radio Shack in Cincinnati and send them to you.
Mike Phillips says no cables from Radio Shack or from Monoprice.
Yeah, that's true.
From Amazon.
Yeah.
So, and Mike, what do you think of those Amazon, what do they call them? The basics? Amazon has some Amazon basics that are that are just like, that's the brand. I think if you go out Amazon, that's their kind of their cheap cable. I think they're called Amazon Basics. Let's see, hold on.
Yeah, everybody
reminds me of Great Value from Walmart.
Exactly. Yeah, I had some people like, you need to just quit and do podcasting full time, and I'm like, you know, if I didn't have a brand new car payment.
Yeah, so like the Amazon Basics Apple certified Lightning to USB cable 6-footer is $14. That's their cheap. That's their cheap. Nick Suberling says no. I don't know if he's saying no.
No, to me. Have Nick go to Radio Shack, I think is.
Yeah. But it says on Amazon, Apple certified. Apple certified Lightning to USB.
That is something that's, because here's the thing. He said grabbing two. This is an official Apple, you know, kind of gizmo. This one that says IXXC does not, like, I can plug this into my USB gizmo, you know, outlet here on my power strip, plug it into the iPad, and it goes, yeah, I'm not charging. I don't know if enough juice gets through the cable or what, but I've never heard of, you know, the resistance maybe of the cable. Something is stopping the power from getting to that, or there's some little magic mojo that Apple's worked that makes you want to go spend the $30 on a cable. Because I did go to Best Buy and pick up a cable, because when I was in Toledo, I left my USB drive and my cable in Michigan, and I went, oh, you idiot. Now, the good news is my boss, who I do actually like, did bring me my cable, which was nice of him. But I went ahead and...
Who I do actually like. I like that. Yeah. Who I do actually like.
Yeah, actually, I just don't like the policy at this point. I told him, I said, I'm not trying to shoot the messenger, but I don't... Yeah, yeah, so...
Yeah. That was like an Office episode from the Office.
Yeah.
Dave, yeah. We're going to get Saturday. Yeah.
And they're like, but we gave you 2 weeks off during the week. And I'm like, you know, that would be great if my wife was off on those 2 days. I would get that time back. But she's not. And that's not really a solution. And I don't work weekends. And they went, yeah, well. Yeah,
we're going to need you to work Saturday.
So I'm going to take my stapler and I'm going to go work on the weekends.
So here's your Apple tax, right? So the Amazon Basics USB cable, that's the mini to the, you know, the yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Same length, $5. Well, $4.79. So you can get the same cable to charge your Android phone, $4.79. The one that'll take it for your iPhone, $13.99. So
the Apple welcome. Tax. I've never heard of that.
Apple. The Apple tax. You haven't heard of the Apple tax?
I've not heard of the Apple tax.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Do you have new earbuds?
Yeah. I do. So I just this week, I bought a brand new pair because my old red pair were three and a half years old. And I had gotten them pinched somewhere here on the desk and it stretched out the plastic and then the actual wire came out. And I'm like, not that it was unsafe or anything, but it was just one of those kinds of things. Like, I should get a new pair. So, you know, I'm a big earbuds fan. So I've got they could come with a little case, and I went with their $20 cloth. I don't need the running. I'm not running in these, right? These are really designed for athletes and I'm not running in them. So I got the cloth and I've liked them so far. They've been good. You know, they have the same lock in. You can get ambient sound in through because they're designed for athletes who are out on the road running or biking so they can hear the traffic and still hear the music.
Right? Oh, cool.
It's safety. Well, they also double as great podcasting in ear monitors, and they're designed to wear for 2 or 3 or 4 hours at a time. And the more you wear them, the more comfortable they get. And so, cause the plastic, you know, the rubber earpiece gets softer and softer and softer, which is great. So, So this week I spent $35. So I guess they weren't 20. They were a little over 20 right now. I guess they were less than 20, 17 something. On them, I for podcasters, I think it's the best thing since sliced bread and peanut butter.
I see somebody asked about the Podcasting for Free show. Let me tell you. It's interesting because at this point, it's kind of over. You know, the next couple of shows will be things, but it works. You can do it. You know, this week I talk about what free platform I use to build my website, which you can find at podcastingforfree.wordpress.com. Answers that question. Let's check the stats.
Anybody, while Dave's checking stats, anybody tried Meerkat this week?
I've heard about it. Have yet to, let's see here. Wait a minute. I'm supposed to have another episode out and I'm not seeing that it's out. I got about 30 people listening to that show. The interesting thing is, although it's kind of weird, because I'm like, I swear I should have, I don't see my latest episode out. Let me go back to, because I have it time released to go out on Fridays. And I recorded it. Oh, it's supposed to come out yesterday. Interesting. But I don't see it in the microphone creating blah. See, again, the interface, not exactly, not the best, but I'm, you know. But yeah, looks like I got about 30 downloads yesterday. So that's the first day that the last episode came out. So, yeah, I know Nick was playing with Meerkat and it didn't work. And then he updated it and it did. So, let's see. Who is that? Abby. If anyone will be in San Diego area next weekend, would like to attend the one-day Podcast San Diego conference, if so... Addy has a pass. Very, very cool. Didn't even know that was going on. Is that with what's the whole San Diego? Oh man, I really am. My brain is just fried. My brain is officially turned to pudding. The whole San Diego thing, the Social Media Examiner thing, guy show, Social Media Summit.
I don't know.
Yeah,
eventually you'll get there though. I'm confident. I've known you long enough that if you just keep trying, you'll get there.
Exactly. Hey, you mentioned Howard Stern off the air today. Did he do something? I know I have some audio.
Oh, I have. Yeah, he called. He said podcasters are losers.
I have some audio that I downloaded from YouTube, of him that somebody said this is the day he talked about it. I haven't heard it yet, but it was Ryan. Man, it was weeks ago. Said that, hey, did you hear what Howard said about podcasting? And it's been on my list of things to listen to.
Well, you know, it's easy to poke fun of, and there are there are a lot of things. You know, a lot of folks have jumped in, and somebody was asking about the earbuds. I'm gonna drop a link in the, you guys can go take a peek. Well, you'll have to copy and paste that link.
I see it.
Yeah, I don't think it'll work though. The one I pasted, it didn't take them all. Let's see. No, that'll get you there. So if you want to take a look at $33. Did they just go up?
What's that for your headphones?
Yeah, for these earbuds. Yeah, I didn't pay $33. They were cheaper. Hold on, let me see what I paid for them. Your orders. I thought. Your order details. I just copy and pasted this, right? Yeah, I spent $17.99. So they're $33 right now. God, you gotta love Amazon, right? Hey, we're getting $35. $35, getting the $35, $45. Okay, you're gonna buy the ATR $2,100. This $59, $59 are going up to $65 now. $65. You know, and you're like, come on, Amazon. And I know why they do it, right?
But it keeps you coming back to see what the price is.
It's just ridiculous. So Howard Stern. Yeah. So Howard Stern with podcasting getting more popular and more people trying it, the quality is absolutely going to go down, right? We've got a lot of new podcasters who have no idea what they're doing. And we have some old podcasters who just don't care. They're just going to produce what they produce. And maybe I'm one of them. I'm not trying to say it's a bad thing. The expectation is that the quality is a little bit lower because we're using consumer grade equipment and not everybody's, I mean, people, this is not their day job, you know, some of those kinds of things. So is it radio quality for everybody? Nah, maybe not. Is the content always great? Maybe not, but it's the fact that it's diversified and it's on demand and you can get whatever you want and you can listen to whoever you want. You're not forced into, I mean, when I get in the car, I'm forced into 17 channels, right? And I have to listen to what's going on right then. That blows.
Yeah.
That's, I should be able to listen to whatever I want. And now I can. And that's awesome. And that's great. And the bad ones will get weeded out, right? Yeah. The bad ones will go away. So that's just media. Well, first of all, he's a shock jock. So it doesn't surprise me with the popularity of podcasting. He's looking to get back in the news.
Well, and he's a shock jock who owns a lot of stock in Sirius Satellite Radio. He needs, you know, because people are like, when he leaves, it's like, well, yeah, but he gets a lot of his income comes from that stock going up. And that's going to be an interesting thing to see, because he's already down to like 2 or 3 days a week. When I first got my car, I had a free month of Sirius, went on for about 2 months. And I was amazed that he's only on like, he also just moved. He used to be from 6 to 10, something like that. And now he starts at 7. And he just basically said, look, I'm old. I'm tired of getting up at 4 a.m, you know? And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens when he leaves to satellite radio. Because
I think satellite's insignificant right now.
Yeah.
I can't see, the headline would be as Jim Collison says, there's no future in satellite radio, right? Because your phone can be both satellite and where areas where you can't get satellite, right? I mean, and you get to choose when you listen to it. And, you know, it's the best, I think it's the best form of on-demand content. And satellite's just old school radio with where you can get it beamed down to your car from anywhere in the country kind of thing.
Nice
move, Howard. We talked about it. So yeah, he obviously
right
got what he wanted.
My favorite thing is, I mean, I've known a couple people now. The one that comes to my mind is Jordan Harbinger from The Art of Charm, who had a drive time slot on satellite radio. And basically said he got more interaction with his audience from his podcast. And I'm like, there you go. That's why he's not on a satellite. In fact, when he went to satellite radio to get on that channel, because they contacted him, and when they kind of found out that he had a podcast, they were not real happy to hear that, because they kind of know, we're not going to really be able to do a whole lot for this guy. He's already got a global audience. He's, you know, so besides a call-in number, you know, that people could call in, you know, it's not that big a deal, but, let's see.
Yeah. Mike Phillips is right. Radio's still king.
Yeah.
Right? For now.
Fred, I was waiting for this.
A new form is coming and you know, I don't think it will be, years from now. I mean, I think we'll be, it takes a while to convert all that stuff over, but I just don't think it's the, just much like TV is going through a changeover now, that newspapers are going through a big change right now. Yep. So
media in general, it's just, you know, things have got to change.
I agree with him though. I agree. You know, it's we're just in an exciting time. I mean, this is the coolest. The good news is I think the best of radio will come over into podcasting or in whatever it turns out to be. And we've got a lot to learn from them. In a lot of ways, there's a lot of things that we don't get right, that they do. I mean, that they're pros, right? And so there's just a lot of good things to glean from that. And I love old radio guys, man. There's something about when you hear Trapper Jack talk, it's just, I just want to sit down and say, teach me, wise.
Yeah.
Teach me.
Well, I mean, we heard Mike today said he's, you know, he's doing show prep, you know, the day before he goes on the air. And I it's not that podcasters don't do show prep. I think we do, but you know, there are those people that don't. They just want to wing it and go that route. And by all means, everybody can do that. Just doesn't mean it may not be, you know, something that you're going to tell your friends about, because, you know, Binky and the Wiz were throwing spitwads at each other on the podcast or whatever.
You know, it's funny. Alan says, I think you'll always want to have live and local broadcasts. I think in some regard, those take on a different form. You know, today live and local is what, the weather and the traffic. And those two things are being eliminated by Waze and like AccuWeather, right? why do I need a weather forecast? I don't need someone to come on the radio seven times in an hour and tell me it's going to be 79 degrees today, right? Once I've heard it once, I'm good, right? And we've got all these, we have all these electronic boxes like Ubi and Echo and, you know, on our phones and stuff, who I think the future of that is you just ask and you get it when you want it, right? When do you need traffic reports? When you're in the car, in the traffic, and you need them local, and you need them distributed, or right. You need them, what's the term? You know, everybody around you should be a sensor.
Right.
Right. That, and so I think that's the future of traffic reports. So having, whenever I go to California, on Interstate 5 today, we've got a crash over by the shoreline, and they say it so fast. It's like, I don't even know. Right. And I may not even be driving over there. So I think traffic and weather are gone. And I think, but there's still room for local news, right. Mm-hmm. For when we talk about local news in the area.
I'm always amazed. I always wanted to, I had to go to every high school football game because my stepson was in the band. And I'm always like, this would be cool to, because they had a big giant Verizon tower there. And I'm sure the school has some sort of deal. I'm like, let's fire up Spreaker and do a little play-by-play. And people could actually listen to the game online. I always thought that would be kind of a cool thing to do. And people could listen online to the game. And you'd be right there at the game so you could hear the sound effects and things like that. I did want to mention, I saw Fred, Cassidy. I knew Fred was going to hit me with this question today about Podcast Alley. As God is my witness, by the end of this weekend, I will have that done. I had a horrendous week, and I'm also putting that, I had that on a, I swear it's in my Dropbox, but I could not find it. And it turns out it's on my local C drive. And then when the power went out on my computer, I couldn't log into it. All sorts of fun stuff this weekend that, and then throw on top of that, my wife having surgery last week was even more fun. So, but yeah, that's the next big thing. We've got the, everybody that was a reviewer for the podcast awards has gotten their VIP pass. And so the next big thing on that is, that schedule. So we can start promoting it. And then from there, it's just a matter of handling all the last minute stuff that's going to come my way. And, originally, we were going to do a podcast for New Media Expo. And at this point, I'm kind of like, what's the point? I mean, we got a month to the thing. I mean, we could, but in terms of really building up a buzz, we'll see. I have to talk to Rick about that. That's his call at this point. But it did actually, Nick, you missed the fun part. Basically, in a nutshell, all the traveling, and I got home to find out that I get to work next weekend. And it's nothing against working weekends. It's just A, you can't ask me to do it a week in advance. And B, my wife's fine. She had a gastric bypass surgery, which is not something I was a fan of. No, to be honest with you, nobody that you were probably going to listen to. There's more to that story than meets the eye. But I'll tell you at NMX, Fred.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Track me down there and I'll tell you.
Yeah. but it wasn't any, yeah, I'll tell you. And you'll go, who? And I'll go, exactly. Yeah. Saturdays and other jobs. I just, when I came on this job and they just kind of went, well, this is something that's going to be happening. And I mean, my schedule is just all over the place and I need a schedule. If I'm going to do the whole thing where I teach during the day and podcast at night, I need a schedule that I can count on. And right now it's all over the place and that's not going to work. And, you know, when you start taking money out of my consulting pocket, I get a little cranky. You know, I've been at this job for 3 years and haven't got a raise. You know, I love the job because it's the first teaching job I've had in a long time where all I do is teach. I don't have to go scout customers. I don't have to do tech support. I show up, I bring my book, I help people understand technology. They're happy when they leave. I go home. That's why that's why I like this job. But at this point, I'm like, but you got to let me do the podcast thing. And every other job I've had, you know, in the past, other jobs I've had, I said, I can't work weekends because I was in a band, you know, And so they've always like, oh, cool. And I'm like, and if you need me to work on a weekend, you know, just let me know as soon as you can, and I will block it out and I will work the weekend. But you can't spring it on me and say, by the way, you're working next weekend. Cause so, yeah. Yeah. I realize there are people like, dude, I'll work. You know, there are people looking for a job and I should be happy. And I told them, I said, you know, I have insurance and a paycheck. But in the long stretch of where Dave wants to go, you're creating a hurdle. So we shall see. Maybe I'll go talk to Rob or Todd and go, do you guys need anybody at Lipson or Blueberry? I'd love to work for you guys. So Blueberry just hired a guy part-time. I'm like, oh, that would have been awesome. So get a job in new media. Go work for Ben Kruger at Authority Engine and do audio editing all day. Except I don't live in the Philippines and work for Peanuts or whatever setup he has over there.
We're gonna blow out our studio here a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably by the end of the year and be hiring some producers. So it'll be interesting to see. I'll keep you posted. You have to move to Omaha though. You don't want to move to Omaha.
Yeah, that would be bad. I don't think that would do.
I mean, I love Omaha, but it'll be fun. It'll be fun to have some producers on staff and work with some of those things. Yeah.
Send Dumas some money and you can retire. That's it. Yeah. Apparently, I did have somebody because I do need to leave. I got an interview here in about 10 minutes. Did I talk about this last week about the guy, super nice guy that contacted me? And I know I told Nick about this, at lunch, and I need to get his permission, cause I want to kind of play our consulting call on the air, for lack of a better phrase. But the basis of his call was, how can I make money fast? And he said, John Dumas said, you can monetize any podcast. I said, you can monetize any podcast. Can you monetize it to the level that you can live on? Another story. And his show was about running. And in the middle of the call, I'm kind of summarizing what he's saying, right? Because that's the whole communication. You tell me, I listen, and then I tell you what you told me to make sure I'm on the same page. And I go, so what you're saying is, in about 4 to 6 weeks, you want to earn $5,000 a month. And he was like, that would be awesome. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm here to, I don't want to, like, you know, pee in your Cheerios, but, you know, that's, you know, there are a lot of restaurants that open every single year. Not all of them make it, you know, to that. And I said, I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying it takes a lot of work. And I pointed out, I said, do you have a job? And he goes, yeah. And I go, okay, John doesn't. I go, did you have six figures in the bank when you started your podcast? And he goes, no. And I go, John did. I go, do you have a wife and kids? And he goes, actually, yeah, I do. And I go, yeah, John doesn't. I said, now that doesn't mean, again, that you can't do what he does, but just realize, if this is a game of golf, he's hitting off from a completely different set of tees. And, you know, you gotta work it, and you're going to have some things somewhat in your way. I don't like to use that phrase when we talk about family, but that he doesn't. And, so, you know, so he's like, okay, well, if it's not a podcast, how else can I make money quickly? And I'm like, you know, I heard drugs are really profitable. I wouldn't go that route, but I was making a joke, you know, but I'm like, if there was a way to make money quick, don't you think people would have kind of, I don't know, found it by now? Maybe. I don't know. So it was an interesting phone call, to say the least, but,
yeah. Well, and you can make money. You know, I'm just a little bit in chat here, and I'm super fortunate. You know, I took podcasting to my job and made it a part of my job. And so, you know, I'm part of the 1% that gets paid to be a podcaster. Now, it's not my full-time job. I have plenty of other responsibilities. I put a lot of hours in for Gallup and what we do. And I podcast twice a week, and in charge of all the production staff that do it. And I've got a whole team that does the blog post for me, that edits the video. In fact, we just changed video editors this week. And so I spent a bunch of time retraining that video editor, all these dynamites. So he just picked it up really fast and some of those kinds of things. So, it's pretty nice. I mean, it's been a 2-year, I'm on a 2-year run of it, and I'm growing that webcast production, and we're adding a piece of distance learning, like what you do, Dave, training and learning. I'm in charge of the platform, or helping decide on the platforms and such. So it's really cool. And, you know, it's a kind of a little bit of a dream come true. It may not last forever.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Phillips said, you know, when it becomes a job, you have to be careful. When it becomes a job, the love sometimes goes away.
Yeah.
It could. I mean, certainly there have been days where I've done 9 podcasts in a week, right? Between my own, the networks I'm on, and the Gallup podcasts. And there's a lot of pressure or things aren't going right. And you kind of go, God, there's just little joy left in this thing, you know, at this point. Yeah. I don't know if I want to do this. I've admitted this to one of my partners, and she was like, are you telling me you're sick of podcasting? And I was like, this week, yes. You know, it was, wow, that's enough, you know, kind of stuff. But that being said, I'm in a super fortunate situation where I've gotten to kind of craft the piece and get it working, and who knows how long we'll go for. And these things never last forever. So
yeah,
for now,
I've done that with, you know, I've done that with the guitar. You know, I love playing the guitar, and I love to teach. But for a while I was teaching, I had a bunch of students, and that will take the fun out of that real quick, because I love to play the guitar. I love the creativity. I love the music. But when I'm showing somebody how to play a C chord for the 14th millionth time, it's kind of like, but that's why it's called a job, right? You get paid to do things that normally maybe you wouldn't do. It's good if you can find something you love. I don't know, Steve. I'm here. I'm not checking email right now, but I will check. Is a roundtable podcasting?
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe.
Yeah. I think the Podcasters Roundtable is a podcast. Mm-hmm. I was on Nilo's. What's he called that? One second here. I got I was a guest and interviewed on his podcast. It's basically a Google Hangout. He'd probably kill me if he knew I was having trouble.
Yeah. Ray's doing every other week now, which is about as, you know, the more people you have on that show, the more people it's hard to schedule. I mean, we do the podcast review show, and getting 3 people together is insane. We actually had to do the episode last week without the guy that hired us to review a show, because we just couldn't find a time. He's like, do it without me. Like, okay. I do need to run though, unfortunately.
Okay.
But right, I'll let you go. We will continue that discussion
in
2 weeks.
Just so I can finish up. Be Smart On Air was the name of the podcast that I was just on. And it's really just a YouTube interview, but I think I'm going to call it a podcast. I'm liberal that way. I'm going to call it a podcast. I think anytime we do this kind of stuff, it's podcast.
Awesome. All right.
All right, man.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Yes, 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Have a good week off. Don't be too bitter.
All right. Take care.
See you, dude.
Okay. Use the coupon code ASK20 to get $20 off your thing at the School of Podcasting, you said, ending the episode.